This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Those of you who listen to Talking Golf on a regular basis know that Ireland is my favorite golf destination. I'm often asked where to play golf in Ireland, where to stay, and how to plan a golf trip there. Well, this morning, I introduce you to John McLaughlin of North and West Coast Links Ireland. He organizes trips to the northwest of Ireland and beyond. And to Alan Maloney, owner of Mount Falcon Estate in County Mayo. John and Alan can share information about golfing in Ireland, how to plan a golfing trip, and the many other activities to do while on the Emerald Isle. Gentlemen, welcome to Talking Golf.
Hi, Anne. Good afternoon, Joe, and your listeners.
Morning, Anne. How are you?
Good, 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 good. John, you represent some of the top courses in the northwest of Ireland. Talk about some of these top links courses in that area that American golfers should put on their radar.
Yeah, so we've been doing work with a lot of the great golf courses in this area for 35 years at this stage, John. We basically carry out their international marketing function. So we attend about 30, 35 shows a year all over the world. Some of the great golf courses that you'll experience when you're here. I know you were here recently visiting Cairn in Mayo. So Cairn Links, fantastic golf course. Enniscrone, just slightly north of that, very close to where Alan's located there with Mount Falcon. And then just slightly north of that again, you have Strand Hill. And then up into Ballyliffin, host of an Irish Open in 2018. Across the border then, Castle Rock, Martin Hartree redesigned, very nice golf course. Port Stewart, Irish Open golf course, 2017. And then Royal Portrush, the host of this year's Open Championship in July, and we're all looking forward to that. And then we do work with other golf courses down the East Coast. A lot of the flights come into Dublin. So we work a lot with Jemison Links, Portmarnock Links there, and Beltray, Killing Castle, places like that. So we have tentacles all over Ireland. We book golf all over Ireland, but we preliminarily want to see all these international golfers come into the West and Northwest because it's a very unique experience. And, you know, people are so well taken care of. Golf is fantastic. You'll hear a little bit about the hospitality from Alan, but the hospitality is second to none. Food, really good. It's a great location for a golf vacation, and it's great fun.
I know one third of the world's links courses are in Ireland, which is just incredible. And you know, a lot of golfers who have not played links golf ask, "What exactly is links golf? How would you describe it, John, and why is links golf so different than most of the courses in our country?"
Well, I suppose links golf, by definition, it's the land that links the land to the sea. So it's on the coast, it's sand-based, and that's really what makes it different. During this time of the year, during the summer, with the lovely sunshine and good weather we have, these golf courses tend to get fast. You know, they're very natural. So because of the natural drainage and all of that, and with sand-based, the golf courses are very, very natural, very unique. We have a multitude of parkland golf courses in Ireland too, but the big difference is that the links courses play a little bit different. You always have a little bit of breeze to contend with. Although when you were here last week, Anne, you didn't have any at all, which is highly unusual. We've had 7 or 8 weeks of fantastic weather with no wind, and almost a drought in Ireland with the sunshine that we've had. But and that's highly unusual. But yeah, the golf courses play a little bit differently. They're unique. I suppose Ireland, Scotland, England would account for most of the world's links golf courses, and we have just some fantastic links courses in Ireland. As you said, there's only 153 or 4 links courses in the world. We've over 50 of them here in Ireland, and very proud of them.
And obviously, I have to talk about Carn. I was just chosen to be what the president of the Carn Golf Club International Members Association, succeeding Tom Coyne, bestselling author, who brought actor Bill Murray over there and has done so much for Carn and for Ireland. And it's so special there. That dunescape there, John, is really so extraordinary. Can you talk a little bit about Carn and what makes it so different?
Yeah, Carn is unique. It's got some of the highest sand dunes in Ireland. So as you meander through the fairways, you've got these beautiful dunes on either side of you, covered in that long wispy marram grass, and the smells, the sound of the ocean when you're playing these golf courses, just beautiful. And Carn have 27 holes. You've got big shoes to fill there, Anne, following Tom Coyne, and no better woman to do it for sure. But it's a great privilege for you to be the international president, and I hope you get to enjoy it as well as work hard at the role.
Well, I don't know if I'll play 150 rounds a year like Tom Coyne, but I'll try to get out there as much as I can. Alan, you are the owner of Mount Falcon Estate, just a stunning country house built in the 1800s and situated on 100 acres, just beautiful. We were just there. You were just the most incredible host. Tell us about Mount Falcon and all it has to offer.
Sure, thanks, Anne. Well, Mount Falcon is a home. It was designed as a home, and while it's open to all guests, and it is by definition a hotel, I suppose you could call the entire estate like a small resort, in the sense that the hotel is it's a relatively small hotel, boutique hotel with 32 bedrooms. But we've developed 45 lodges within the estate, all of which have 3 or 4 bedrooms. So the entire accommodation facility is 175 bedrooms. The epicenter of which is obviously the original manor house, which we've extended very sensitively, and that acts effectively as the kind of fulcrum, the epicenter of the estate. But the lodges are no longer than 300 or 400 yards from the hotel. The entire estate is surrounded with this extraordinary native deciduous woodland, so it provides a sense of serenity. I mean, probably best describe the estate as a parkland in terms of its topography. But it's the trees that actually make it. It provides a lovely sense of serenity, as I said, and the place is just humming with nature constantly. It never ceases to amaze me. Been a big fan of the natural science myself. I mean, I've already personally identified 98 species of fauna just within the 100 acres here alone. I mean, it's extraordinary over 20 years. But when it comes to the trees, as I mentioned, I have 197 species here, of which 163 I've been able to identify, but there's still 30 or 40 I can't identify, and the best arborists that I've come across can't identify them, and that's because of the history of the estate. It was a British landlord's house, and as I'm sure you're aware, Anne, they were great travelers around the world, so they brought seedlings back from different parts of the world, and hence, as I said. But anyway, so that's Mount Falcon. We're just based just south of Ballina. We work hand in glove with John, specifically in Northwest Coast Links, because we more or less act as the accommodation hub for golfers who come to the region. I mean, within our nucleus, within an hour's drive, 4 of the golf courses that John referred to there are all easily accessible from here. Carn, to which you rightly pontificated about, and congratulations, Anne, again with your appointment. Carn is only an hour's drive from here west. Enniscrone is our nearest one, which is literally only 15 or 20 minutes by car from here. And then as we touch up north to the Sligo border, we have both Strandhill and we have Ross's Point, otherwise known as County Sligo. So we have four unique, distinctive championship standard links golf courses, all of which that complement each other. You know, they're kind of different in their own. And we act as the accommodation base here. So apart from the accommodation, though, obviously we've got a range of other activities which are often appreciated by golfers. For example, angling, fishing is very big in the region here. Actually, personally, I can't think of a location in the world that offers championship links golf courses and 25 game angling facilities or locations, particularly for fishing for game fish, which we describe obviously as brown trout, sea trout, and particularly the Atlantic salmon. And the jewel in the crown is the River Moy. It's Ireland's most prolific salmon river. It actually runs through the estate. So we own 3 miles of it here. So it presents the opportunity among a number of other activities, but for golfers, not only, and I stress, it's probably the only location. I know Scotland fairly well, and I don't know a location in Scotland where they're co-located, but you can play one of these extraordinary links golf courses in the morning, and they'll be fishing for Atlantic salmon in the afternoon. I don't know a location anywhere where you can do the two in that close proximity.
So plus the beautiful spa there, Alan. And, you know, there's, if you're not a golfer, there are a lot of other things to do, right?
The golf is as good as anywhere on the planet, if not better. And it is. But for me, the Western Seaboard is all about the experience. It's all about the engagement. It's all about the people. I mean, I've talked to thousands and thousands of golfers that come through here. And
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, previous trips, and as I know myself from going on a golf trip, the real memories are actually not necessarily in the golf course. I mean, they may recall some extraordinary shots that they played or a great round they put together, but it's all about the experience. And the West Coast of Ireland, in my opinion, is the most authentic Irish experience of the island. And it comes down to its people. It's that engagement with people. And that's why, as beautiful as Mount Falcon is, and thankfully, and I love the place, as you know, but I encourage people to. And I tell all the golfers here, I said, go into town. Ballinara, our nearest town, is only 3 miles from here. I tell them all, I said, get in a cab and go in there, as lovely as it is here. Get in a cab and go in there and just follow your ear. And what I mean by that is the engagement with Irish people, with native people. You'll hear it. You'll hear what we call the crack. That's the interaction. That's the sense of humor. That's the wit. That's the laughter. And that's all part of the experience as well. And because the West of Ireland, given its history, I believe it's the most authentic part. And I really think, apart from that and a whole load of other experiences people have here, I think that's what makes the trips most memorable.
Oh, absolutely. You took us into town and we met your buddy Ed, who owns VJ Darity's. It's the coolest pub I've ever been in. It was just such an authentic experience. And I really appreciate you doing that. John, you know, the proximity of Mount Falcon to Carn and Enniscrone, Strandhill, some of these great golf courses. Talk a little bit. Do people fly into Dublin or Shannon? What's the best way to access the northwest of Ireland?
Yeah, really, either or. A lot of the flights coming into Ireland do come into Dublin, and you have some hubs into Shannon as well. Either or. Basically, what we do, we take care of everything after you hit the ground. You book your own flights, or for your group, or for your family, or for yourselves, whatever way it is. We'll organise to get you picked up in a luxury coach, or get a rental car for you. And most people actually take a driver or take a coach, and then we get you around the country. So we look after your golf, your accommodations, any of those extra things that Alan was talking about, like sightseeing, like fishing. We can put all of that onto an itinerary. We'll add in some whiskey tasting. So, you know, there are so many things, Woolen Mills, the Schlieblee Cliffs, you know, so there's an awful lot of things to do in Ireland. And, you know, it's great to have somebody on the ground who has the local experience and the context, and to point you in the right direction and to get you on the road. Then it's up to yourself after that, because as Alan said, you're going to follow your ear and follow your eyes, and you'll meet so many people. You pop into the local bars where you hear a bit of fun going on, great music, great food, and just great crack, as we say here, great fun. And we're a one-stop shop. We do the whole lot here in North and West Coast Links.
And the hospitality of the Irish, it's second to none. I think that's why Americans, not only are the courses just spectacular and the scenic beauty, but just really the hospitality of the people, the crack, as you call it. Now, I know the Open Championship is approaching Royal Portrush. Will you both be going? And what are you expecting this time around after Ireland's own Shane Lowry won it there in 2019?
Well, I'd pop in there first, Alan, if I may. Yes, we're very much looking forward to it. We're actually authorized ticket providers, so we still have a few packages left, hospitality packages left for the Open. I think it's going to be a fantastic week. We have quite a few golfers coming in the week before, and they'll experience these great golf courses and Mount Falcon and other hotels all up along the seaboard. So they'll be here the week before, go to the Open, and some of them then go to the Open and come in for the week after. So, you know, it's a 3 or 4 week buzz around the Open here in Ireland. We expect it to be very busy. We're not sure who's going to win it yet this year, and I did predict Shane Lowry the last time, so I'm not sure yet. I must study the form. Alan would be a very good man to study the form, so he might be able to give you a better handle on who's actually going to win it. We're looking forward to it for sure.
Alan, will you be up there? I'm sure you won't miss that, right?
Well, I couldn't miss it. I mean, you know, to have that event on this island again, I was up there with John the last time it was held here, and it was just such an incredible experience. So I will certainly be up there at some stage, Anne. Obviously, as John said, it is obviously a busy time for all of us, obviously, in the hospitality industry, thankfully, because we have so many of your compatriots who are availing of the opportunity to come over, and we'll be hosting them here on different itineraries, either pre or post the Open. But I'll certainly make it up there. I think it's a unique atmosphere. It's a unique event. It's not often, obviously, we have the privilege of hosting a major, and I wouldn't want to miss it. In terms of who win it, who only knows. But I, Shane Lowry, who is here, by the way, in Mount Falcon, his brother Alan actually got married here on New Year's Eve. So I spent some time with the family. And it wouldn't surprise me, the serendipity of life, if Lowry does the double on the Open in Ireland. I think it'd be a wonderful irony about it. We would obviously be delighted if he would. But at the end of the day, look, let the best man or lady win. And that's what we want. We want a good competitive event, and undoubtedly it will be. So, and we look forward, as I said, to hosting and welcoming all your wonderful listeners over from the North American continent.
And you have hosted so many dignitaries and celebrities around the world. I know Tiger loves to fish there, as does Mark O'Meara. And boy, the people you have met, we'll save that for another show. Alan Maloney of Mount Falcon Estate, thank you so much for joining us. John McLaughlin, continued success. And I can't wait to get back. Thanks for being on Talking Golf.
Thank you, Matt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.